Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Beis. Taking a look at Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, one can see that the biggest thing on this daf is the Tesis de Bamascha Seifa Lekarina Beyutvache Kulei Beisura. Now this whole Tesis deals with the inyan of Adam Moirish Knas Labanov. Tesis brings the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Mem Beis. Tesis says that from that Gemara it appears that Ein Adam Moirish Knas Labanov. And Frek Tesis that in our sugya, Mashma Kol HaSugya, Tesis says, the Adam Moirish Knas Labanov. And so there's a stira between our sugya here in Bava Kamma and the sugya in Ksubis Daf Mem Beis, because our sugya is mashma that Adam Moirish Knas Labanov. Where do you see that in our sugya? So Tosfos starts off, he says, first of all, because the whole shock of Atarya and our Gemara about these cases where he was Ganev Mishal Av and then the father died, and now it's a question of whether or not he should pay his brothers, the fellow Yershim, the whole discussion is about the Dal Vehei. There's a tzad that maybe he departed from Dal Vehei, we'll see in a moment why. But what about the Kefel? The Tashlume Kefel, there's no discussion about that in the Gemara. It seems that it's Pashur in the Gemara that he would pay the Kefel to his brothers, to the fellow Yershim, even though he didn't steal from them, he stole from the father. And nevertheless, he's paying the Kefel to the sons. So you see from there that Adam Moirish Knas Labanov. That's the first right Tesis brings, and that's very straightforward and understandable. But then Tesis says a Dvar Pella. Then Tesis says, Afilu Arba V'Chamisha. Tesis says, I have a right not just from the Kefel, but even from the Dal V'Hei. Because what does it say here in our Gemara in the third and fourth line from the top? It says, Seifale Karina Beyutvache Kulei Beisura. Referring to the case in the Brace that was learned on the previous daf, it says that in the case where he was Gaidim Mishalav, and then the father died, so he inherited it together with his brothers, and then he went and shechted it, he's not Chayiv because the Tesis of a technicality. And since he's a part owner, so the Tvich is not entirely B'Yisura, so it's not B'chlal, there's a custom of Tvich U'Mechira, that's why he's Pater. Oh, but if not for that technicality, he would have been Chayiv, even though the Maisa started with his father, he was going to Mishal Aviv. So you see from here that Adam Mayuvish Knas Labanov, even Tzitzis Afilu Arba'a V'Chamisha, you see even from the Knas of Dal V'Hei, that one can be Mayuvish Knas Labanov. And all of the Acharinim say that Tosfos is a Pella. How could Tosfos say that you see from that which you could have been Chayev Dal Vehei? That one is Mayvish Knas Labanov, Mayvish Adam Knas Labanov. The Machayev of Dal Vehei is on the Tficha. The Tficha in the case of the Braisa happened after the father died. So nobody's being Mayvish that Knas. The Machayev of the Knas was done against the Banim. And the Chayev Knas is to the Banim. So he's paying the Knas to the same people that he did the crime against. He did the crime of Tficha against the Banim, and he's Chayev the Knas to the Banim. A case of Adam Mayush Knas Labanov would be in a Gea where one did a crime against the father, and now we're discussing whether he should pay a Knas to the Banim. But over here, where it was Meis Aviv Ve'achar Kach Tovach, so he did the crime, the Tficha, that's the Machayev of the Knas, against the Banim, and he's chayev the knas to the banim, or we're dining whether he's chayev the knas to the banim, and we pat for him because of this technicality. But we're discussing whether he can be chayev the knas to the banim, but that's who he did the tficha against. So what's the raya from here that Adam Mayush knas the banim, Reb Shimon is this kasha, Reb Elchanan is this kasha? This is the kasha that all of the achrayim are bothered by in this tesis. And Reb Elchanan Yikovit Shirin Simon Mem suggests that from this tesis there's a makur to a gavaldiga yisayi. Now, Emes Ezra Bochanan has two teretz in there. First, he has a teretz with a cheshbin, and then he suggests a chiddush in lamdas. The cheshbin that he wants to say is that maybe really Tesis is continuing to bring a ray from kefal. He really doesn't mean that there's any moyish knas the banim over here with the dal v'hei. The dal v'hei avad the chiyav originates by the banim. There's no yerusha. But Tesis says that from the fact that the gemara is clearing its out that you chayav dal v'hei, that's a raya that you be chayav kefal, because the main kefal ain't dal v'hei. Because without a kefel, so it's only shnayim u'shleisha, and the Torah says dal v'hei, not shnayim u'shleisha. So from the fact that you're chayev dal v'hei, or that you would have been chayev dal v'hei, if not for the technicality of tvach kulei b'yisura, that's a raya that you're chayev kefel. And la'olam Tesis's raya is from the kefel.
So then the first line and the second line of Tosfos are really quite similar. The first line is saying, from the fact that the Gemara never discusses kefil, it's mashma that you chayev kefil, and then takes another from the fact that the Gemara had a tzad to be chayev dalat v'hei, it's a gresser raya that you'd be chayev kefil. But la'ilim, the whole raya of Tosfos is just from the kefil. And then I understand very well, kefil, the machayev is on the Maisa Geneva. The Maisa Geneva happened to the father, so that was a crime against the father, and now we're being machayev knas to the banim, so that's a raya, the other mayush knas the banim. That's the first teres that Rabbi Chanan says, but then, again, that's what I'm calling a cheshbendika teres. But then Rabbi Chanan says, no, it could be that what we see from here is something much greater. Dr. Rabbi Chanan, what is the machayev of the knas of Dalat V'hei? The Torah says that if one is goinev and then is teveach u'moicher, so he's chayev Dalat V'hei. So does that mean that for the geneva he's chayev a knas of kefil, and then for the second crime of tvicha u'mechira, he's chayev a knas of Dalat V'hei, meaning an additional two or three times the value of the shor or the seh, that's the knas that he's chayev for the second crime, the tvicha u'mechira? Or do we say no? Maybe the machayev for the whole entire knas is the geneva, but it's only al tanai that he's teveach u'mecher. In other words, a geneva could be machayev one of various knasais. An ordinary geneva is machayev a knas of kefal. A geneva of a shor v'seh that's followed by a tvicha u'mechira, such a geneva, that geneva is machayev a knas of dalat v'hei. But la'olam, the machayev of the knas of dalat v'hei is the geneva itself. What would be a makar to such an idea? The Gemara says on daf ayin tes, Amud Beis, the Gemara is discussing that which the Torah was mechayev two separate amounts for a shor and for a seh. For a shor, the Torah is mechayev five times the value of the shor, and for the seh, the Torah is mechayev four times the value of the seh. And the Gemara starts Amar Meir Bayur E Kama Koicha Shal Malacha, that because by the shor you mevatel the shor from the malacha of the Bailim, so you mechayev a greater knas, you mechayev five times the value, and then the Gemara adds, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Boyer A, Kama Gadol Koicha Shel Kavod HaBriyos, that because by the Seh, the Ganav has to be Teveach and maybe also embarrass himself by walking through the streets with the Seh, so the Teveach reduced his Knas, he's only Chayav a Knas of Arba. Now all of these tamim that Rameir gives, that Rav Shimon bar Yochai gives, are all negeya before the tficha. The bitul malacha comes in the geneva itself. The bezayin, the kavod habrius issue, also is during the maisa geneva. And yet the Gemara is saying that those considerations affect whether the Torah is mechayev a knas of dalet or a knas of hay. If the whole mechayev of the dalet or the hay was at the time of the tficha mechira, so these considerations should be irrelevant. That Gemara then is mashma that really the knas of Dalat V'hei comes mikoyach the geneva itself. But not every geneva of a shor is mechayev a knas of hay. Not every geneva of a seh is mechayev a knas of Dalat. Only, but tonight, only on manas, that he's shon of v'cheit, like the Gemara said back in Daf Samaches, that he carries it further and he's teveach u'moicher. Then his geneva is mechayev this entire knas. They also bring a makar to this from the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Vav, when the Rambam introduces Tashlume Kefel, the Rambam says Tashlume Kefel Noegim Bekoil Chutz Miseh V'Shar. The Rambam says that Terry made a knas called Kefel. Most genevis are machayev a knas of kefil, but when you teveach a shor v'seh, then there's a different parasha. Then you're not chayev a knas of kefil, then you chayev a knas of dalat v'hei. Now, again, the way we suggested before, that the tficha mechira just adds another shnei pamim or another shalish pamim, the value of the geneva. But the first two, the keren v'kefil, you're chayev for the geneva just the same way as you are for anything else that you steal. Then why would the Rambam say that by shor v'seh we don't have a din of kefil? The kefil is knowing we're called chutz misev v'shor, the Rambam says. From there it's mashma that when you're going to v'shor or v'seh and then you're teveich ha'moicher, there's taken no chi of kefil. That geneva is not machayev a kefil. It's machayev a different knas, a knas of dalat v'hei. Avada only al tanai that you're subsequently teveich ha'moicher. But once you are makayim that tanayu, we say that that geneva is not in the parish of Kefil, it's in a different parish. That geneva is makayim v'knas abdal v'heg.
Dr. Bochanan, if this is said is true, then the words of Taisus are gavaldic. Taisus says that if we could contemplate being machayev dal vahey in this case where he was gonna mishal aviv, and then it was mace aviv, v'achach tavach umachar, Zak Taisus, that would be a raya that adam mayrish knas labanav, because the knas is paid for the geneva. The geneva was done for the father, even though the tficha mechira happened after the misa sa'av. But the tficha mechira is not the machayev of the knas. That's not the crime that this knas is coming for. The tficha mechira is just the key matnai, but the maisa that's machayev of the knas was the geneva, and that was done to the av. And so this is a knas that really you're chayev for something that you did to the av. And if the Gemara says that you would pay that knas to the banim, again, if not for the technicality, if not for the fact that a tvachakuli be surah ba'inan, so the maisa we patra him, but you would have been chayev this knas to the banim, that would be a raya, or the mayush knas labanov, because taka the machayev of the dal vehei is the maisa geneva, which was done b'chayei ha'av.
Let's take a look at the bottom Gemara on the Amud, four lines up from the bottom, ikedemasni lo'aha. And the Gemara brings a shakla v'tarya having to do with shchita, whether it's yeshen al shchita mitchila v'atsoif or ein al shchita el al v'soif, and having to do with chulun shenishchu ba'azara, whether it's deiraisa or durabanon. And we'll review this shakla v'tarya of the Gemara beginning with the Rambam and working backwards from there. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva Perek Beis Halacha Ches writes that if a ganav steals a shar and then shechts the shar which is chulin in the azara, he's over on the chulin shnishchu azara, he'll be chayiv b'dal v'hei, zok the Rambam, because the iser of chulin shnishchu azara is not an iser d'iraisa, it's only d'rabanan. Now the Rambam said that it comes out from the shakavatari in our sigil, because the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin yeshen al shchitim tchil v'atzayif. And the Gemara had a kasha lefi Rabbi Yochanan, why in the Mishnah was the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Shimon? Why did they say that you're chayiv dal v'hei for chul shnishchu v'azara? If it's yeshen al shchitim tchil v'atzayif, then the beginning of the shchita asserted it, and then by the time you come to the end of the shchita, it's lav demari katavach, and that should patur him from dal v'hei. And although the Gemara gave two ways on Amud Beis of getting out of that, but neither of those work for the Rambam. First, the Gemara said that maybe your chayav dal vehei just for the beginning of the shechita. You don't need a full shechita. Ahu purta, that beginning of the shechita is what's machayav dal vehei. But the Gemara itself said that no, that's not true. Tvache kulo beinan. To be chayav dal vehei, you need a complete shechita, and the end of the shechita l'chera has a patur of lav demar katavach. So then the Gemara said, well, the Mishnah that says that Yechayev Dal Vehei is talking about in a case where only the end of the Shechita was Ba'azar and the beginning of the Shechita was Bechutz. Well, the Maisa, the Rambam, when he brings down the Halacha of the Mishnah, he doesn't bring down that Ukimta. So the Halacha that he brings down, that Shech Nechul Shechitu Ba'azar is always Mechayev Dal Vehei, can't rely on that Teretz. So you can't rely on any of the teretz on Amud Beis. So what you're left with is only the teretz that was suggested on the bottom line of Amud Aleph. Lema kasev Rabbi Yechanan chul shenishchu bazara lav dayraisa. The Gemara on Amud Beis tried to push off the raya in the two ways that we just went through. But since the Rambam lemaisa passing that the Mishnah is true kipshutai, that in all cases of a ganav that teveach chul shenishchu bazara he's chayav dal vehei, the only plausible explanation for that the Gemara allows for is that chul shenishchu bazara lav dayraisa. And so even though in our Gemara it's not mavur that the Gemara means to be paskening that way, but the Rambam, in bringing down the din of the Mishnah, taka explains it that way. The Rambam says that the reason why yechayv dal vehei for chul shenishchu bazara is because chul shenishchu bazara is lav dayraisa. Now the problem is that the Rambam elsewhere seems to indicate that chulin shenishchu bazara is an iser d'iraisa. The Rambam in Perek Yudalet of Hilchos Shechita is talking about the mitzvah of kisui hadam. And halacha yud, zok the Rambam, that when one shechts chulin bazara, he's patur from kisei hadam, because since it's usur to eat the meat of that shechita, so it's a shechita she'en ro'i, it's not mechayev in kisei hadam. Now we know from the previous daf that something which is eini ru'uya only midrabanan doesn't make it eini ru'uya le'inin mitzvah de raisa. That was the statement of the Gemara on the previous daf about Maisa Shabbos. That according to the Magen Amar, Maisa Shabbos is drabanan that wouldn't be considered a shechita she'eini ru'uya to pater from da'al v'hei. We also know from the shir that we gave on daf ayin aleph that there's a makor for this even within hilchas kisui hadam mineyu bei. The Gilyan Rashur of Shlomo Eger in Yerideis and Mechav Ches brought down that from the Gemara in Chulin and Abchav Zayin that there's a man the Amr that ain shchita loif min atayu, that means if one is neicher and oif, that's matir the basar b'achila. Zot the Gemara, so then after Nechira you'd be chayiv in kisei adam, even though avad midrabanan you're not allowed to eat from that avad, we don't eat from a chicken without shachting it, but nevertheless since midai raisa it was roi l'achila, it would be chayiv in kisei adam. So you see that hilchis ro'oi and enei ro'oi for kisei adam are totally on the din de raisa, not the din de rabbanan. And if the Rambam says the chulin shun shetuv azara is patur from kisei adam because it's enei ro'oi l'achila, al kerchach he means it's enei ro'oi even midai raisa. So the Lacha Mishnah is ma'ir this kasha that the Rambam over there in Halacha Shechita seems clearly to be going with the Shechita, with the Shita that Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara is an Isur Dei Raisa. But the Rambam in Halachas Geneva speaks out Lahedya, and it's also Muchach from him in Cheshbon, that Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara is not Dei Raisa. So what do you make of these two Rambams? Zok the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech is the beginning of Halachas Chomitzu Matzah. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, there's a long piece in the Shar HaMelech on the inyan of Isurei Hana. And it goes through many shailas that arise going through many sugyas of Isurei Hana. And one of the inyanim that he deals with at great length is the inyan of Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara. It's one of the most unique cases in the sugyas of Isurei Hana. And the Shar HaMelech over there talks about this stira in the Rambam. And Zok the Shar HaMelech that the emes is that it's the answer we already have from learning the sugya of Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara that is brought down in our sugya over here, that there's a machlekes amirayim whether it's deraisa or derabanan, because there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos about how to learn the meaning of that machlekes amirayim. You don't see it over here in our daf in Bava Kama. Rashi over here just says plukti hibe mesachas kedushin. Rashi at the bottom, Rashi and Amin Alav says, "Oh, chulin shun shetuv azara. It's nothing new. It's not a sugya that got invented over here. It's an old machlekes. The machlekes first arises in Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis, but over there in Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis, there's a gavaldik machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns the Gemara Kapshutai. Now when it says there's a man d'amar chulin shun shetuv azara lav day reisa, it means, in Gansen, it's not Da'i Raisa. The whole Isser is not Da'i Raisa. The Isser Hana, the Isser Achila, for that matter, even the Isser Teshechted in the Azara in the first place, it's all in Isser Drabanan. And that's the way Tosfos over there in Pesachim Daf Chav Beis learns. Tosfos also learns this way in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches. But Rashi in Pesachim says Nishta Zay. It's a Diuk in Rashi. But Zakta Sharmach, if you read the words of Rashi carefully, when Rashi says on that which the Gemara says, according to one man, the Amar Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara Lav Dei Raisa. Zok Rashi Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara De Asiri Behano Lav Dei Raisa. So Tosfos already makes a diuk that Rashi is saying that which does a man the Amar that is not Dei Raisa, it doesn't mean that the whole parsha of Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara is not Dei Raisa. It means just that the Isser Hano is not Dei Raisa. Avada is an Isser Dei Raisa to Shecht Chulin Bazara. And avada is an Isser Dei Raisa to eat the basar of Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara. But that which we counted among the Isurei Hana, that not only is it also to eat, but it's also to sell, it's also to get any benefit from it, that's a Rashi that's a man d'amar that is only to Rabbanan. Tosfos says a kasha on Rashi, the Gemara in Nazir, on Daf Chav Tes, has gotten before that it means the whole Isser is only to Rabbanan. Ayin Shom Enkam Mokam Laharech, how they're in Yashiv, the Rashi, Lamaisa, the Sugi, and Psachim is really more indicative of Rashi's Pshat, because the Gemara in Pesachim seems to show that there's two different drashos for the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana, and the Gemara brings in the Manda Amar Chulin Shun Shetuv Azara Lav Dei Raisa to explain a difficulty that we have with the Pasuk that was used for the din that it's Asr Bahana. But it wasn't coming to answer any kashas on the Isra Achila. So the pashas of the Shaka Vatariyam Sachem is talking like Rashi. I'll call upon him. We have the two shittas of Rishayim. Rashi learns that Chul Shushal Bazar Lav Deraisa means Davka that Isra No is Lav Deraisa. And Taizviz learns that it means that the whole Isra, the whole parsha is Lav Deraisa. Zok the Shara Melech. If we Neman in the Rambam that he held like Rashi, then the two psakim that we have in the Rambam call Echad Oyle Bimkoimai very Gishmak. When we're talking about when the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita is talking about the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. And over there the Rambam says that when Yishech Chulim Ba'azar, you're part of Kisui Adam. And we said, oh, that's a riot that the Isser is Deiraisa. Because if it was only an Isser Derabbanan, it wouldn't part of Kisui Adam. Avad it's an Isser Deiraisa. But over there, for Kisui Adam, we're talking about the Isser Achila. Because the rule for Kisui Adam is that it has to be Roi L'Achila in order to be Chayavin Kisui Adam. If it's not Roi L'Achila, then it's not Chayavin Kisui Adam, because it's Xeris because of Asher Yei Ochel. So to that, Zok the Rambam, since Chul Shenishchutu Vazara is Asur Ba'achila Midei Reisa, which again, Rashi Amstachim Davchav Beis says that L'Kuli Alma, even the Man D'Amar, Chul Shenishchutu Vazara, Lav Dei Reisa. But the Isra Achila is Dei Reisa. If the Isra Achila is Dei Reisa, so it's not Asher Yei Ochel, that's enough to patra from Kisui Adam. So therefore, in Hilchos Shechita, like the Rambam, it's part of from Kisui Adam. But the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, over here in our sugya, when we talk about Chul Shenishchutu Vazara, is it Deiraisa or is it Rabbanan? What was our problem? That if there's an Is of Chul Shenishchutu Vazara, so then it's going to make it that by the end of the Shechita, it was Lav Demore Ketovach, and that's Shepati from Dal Vehei. Lav Demore Ketovach is totally on the Isra Hano, not on the Isra Achila. Just because something becomes Asur Ba'achila, that doesn't make it Lav Demare. Everybody agrees that Macholis Asuris don't go out of the Rosh Hashanah of the Bailam. There's no problem of Bailus of Mominus in Macholis Asuris. There's only an issue of Bailus and Mominus in Isuri Hano. So when our Gemara says that you should be putter from Dal Vehei because Lav Demare Katavach, it means that it's Asur Ba'ano. And if the Rambam says that the answer to that kasha, the reason why Yechayev B'dal Vehei is because the Isser Chulun Shechushutu Ba'azara is only in Isser Derabbanan, so Zok the Shara Melech, that just means that the Isser Hanah of Chulun Shechushutu Ba'azara is only Derabbanan. And that's exactly like Rashi says on Afchav Beis, in Pesachim, that even though the Isser Achila is Deiraisa, but the Isser Hanah is only Derabbanan. So that's why there's no steer Zok the Shara Melech between these two Pesachim of the Rambam. Let's continue this discussion with the Tosfos on the previous daf. Tesis on that ayin aleph amar aleph, the bottom tesis, dibra maskal el lemanda amar, asked the kasha on our sugya. The kasha of tesis over there is really a kasha on this daf, not on the previous daf. In the Mishnah said that when someone is goinev v'tevech ba'azara, so it's a case of chulin shenishchut ba'azara, the Mishnah said that there's a machlaikis tanoim lechachomim say that yechayev v'dal v'hei, and Reb Shimon says that you're pater. Why does Reb Shimon pater? Because it's shchita she'in ru'ya. Reb Shimon latamei shchita she'in ru'ya le'shma shchita. The Chachamim are mechayev because they hold shchita she'in ru'ya is shma shchita. Except our Gemara has a different problem. Good, shchita she'in ru'ya is shma shchita. But if you hold yeshna l'shchita mechila v'atzoyif and then you went and you shechted it ba'azar, so it becomes asa b'hanach from the tchilas ha'shchita. And then by the time you get to the end of the shchita, you should have a p'tur of lav demari ketavach. And for that, the Gemara gives a teretz that chul shenishchutu ba'azar lav deiraisa. Frek teisa sakasha. If chul shenishchutu ba'azar is lav deiraisa, then according to Reb Shimon, you should also be chayev. The only reason why according to Reb Shimon, you're more pater is because Reb Shimon pater is a shchita she'in ru'ya. But if you hold Chul Shenishchutu Ba'azara as Lav Deiraisa, then this is not a Shechita She'in Ru'ya. It's only In Ru'ya Midrabbanan. But like we saw in the previous daf from the case of Maisa Shabbos, In Ru'ya Midrabbanan doesn't make it In Ru'ya. Shechita She'in Ru'ya means dafka that it's In Ru'ya Midrabbanan. And if the Gemara says that even that from the Chachamim it's going to be Muchach, that the mission is going like the Mandama Chul Shenishchutu Ba'azara Lav Deiraisa, so then it shouldn't be called the Shechita She'in Ru'ya. And the same way that you're chayav according to the Chacham, you should also be chayav according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the kash of Tosfos on the previous daf. And Tosfos gives a deichik teretz that you have to say there's a second machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, and only according to the Chachamim we're saying Chul Shenishchutu Ba'azara Lav Deiraisa, but Rabbi Shimon would hold Chul Shenishchutu Ba'azara is Deiraisa. But Mefarshim Rambam Oyer, that according to the Rashi and Pesachim, which the Shara Melech says is also the Rambam, the teretz is very miyushav. The teretz is kasher, rather, is miyushav. When our Gemara says chul shenishchu v'azara is lav de'iraisa, to take off the kasha of lav de'mar ketavach, the Gemara only means that the Isser Hanoah is lav de'iraisa. But Reb Shimon, who paters a shechita she'enu ru'uya, that means a shechita that results in an Isser Achila. The Isser Achila is taka de'iraisa. Therefore, legabe Achila, it's called a shechita she'enu ru'uya, which is enough to pater according to Reb Shimon. But legabe the Isser Hanoah, it's lav de'iraisa, so there's no patur lav de'mar ketavach, and that's why you're chayiv according to the Chachamim. Let's go on now to discuss a new inyan, but negeya to the same part of the Gemara that we were just talking about before. The Gemara said that if the animal becomes asur b'hanoah at the beginning of the shechita, then by the time you reach the end of the shechita, we would say lav demari ketavach, and you wouldn't be chayav dal v'hei. But zok the Gemara, that would only happen if chulin shenishchtu ba'azara is deraisa. But if chulin shenishchtu ba'azara is derabanan, lav deraisa, then we wouldn't say lav demara ketavach, like the lashon of Tosis on the top of the Amud, choshev demara shapir. Then it would very well be considered demara, even though it's asur b'hanoah, but isuri hanoah derabanan are not considered lav demara. That which isuri hanoah go out of the rishus of the Bailam, that only happens by isuri hanoah deraisa, not by isuri hanoah derabanan. Tosis goes on to bring down that we find the same thing in Kedushin daf nun ches, where the Gemara is talking about the din of the Mishnah over there on Daf Nun Vav, that one who's Mekadesh Isuri Hanoah is Einu Mekudeshes. But Zok the Gemara, but if you hold Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara Lav De'iraisa, then you could be Mekadesh and Isha with it too. Because the Isuri Hanoah Drabbanon don't have this din of not being Demara, not being considered the Mammon of the Bailam. And so we find in our Gemara it could be Mechayev and Dal V'Hei, we find it over there that it could work for Kedushin. But about this, there's a great stira, because the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Zayin talks about a Mekadesh Bechamis Mishesho Yisulamala, which Rashi learns means in the sixth hour, the hour before Chatzais, when the Isser of Chametz is only Dirabanan. And the Gemara says a Mekadesh Bechamis Mishesho Yisulamala Einu Mekudeshes. It seems to be a clear statement in the Gemara that you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha even with Isser HaNod Dirabanan. The Gemara says over there also, a few lines earlier, that once the Isser Hanoah comes, even though it's only the Isser Hanoah Drabbanan before Chatzais, it's already in a Yachal of Atloi, because in a Rishus Seishal Adam, the Gemara brings down the memory of Shnei Devarim, in a Rishus Seishal Adam, and therefore you can't be Mevatel the Chametz once it becomes Asr Bahanoah. Zok the Gemara, that thing goes into effect before Chatzais. Once it becomes Asr Hanoah, Midrabbanan is already considered in a Rishus Seishal. So the Gemara in Sachem says two halachas about Isur HaNoah Derabanan. It's already considered in your Bershusay Legabe being Mevatalet, and is also considered not to be your Mamin La'inyan being Mekadesh and Isha. But in our Gemara, and in the Gemara in Chulin, in Kedushin, on Daf Nun Ches, we find just the opposite. We find that Isur HaNoah Derabanan, specifically Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara Laman Da'amar Lav Da'iraisa, we find that it is considered your Mamin. It's considered Chashiv Demara Shapir, La'inyan, that the Tvicha is Mechayev and Dal V'Hei, and we also find that you can be Mekadesh and Isha with it. So there's a theory here about how we treat Isuri HaNoah Derabanan. Now, before we go on to discuss how the Rishonim address the Stira, I want to just put this discussion into its context so that it doesn't become all confused with previous discussions that we've had, because it's now three Shiurim in a row, three Blot in a row, that we had similar discussions, a discussion on a similar theme, whether a Derabanan becomes like a Deraisa, but each one was a little bit of a different inyan. Back on Daf Ayin, in the Sugya of Urchasa, or Harsha, where Tosfos said that the Harsha only works because of a Takana Derabanan, so we talked about the issue of whether Kinyanim Derabanan help for Dinim Deraisa, and we brought down that the Ksais in two places talks about this. If somebody's Kain is something with a Kinyan Agav or a Kinyan Maimed Shlashtan, which is only a Kinyan Derabanan, at least according to many Rishonim, could he then be Mekadesh and Isha with it? He brought down the Beis Yosef, Shivas HaRashba, talk about that Shaila. So there the issue was whether things that I'm Kain and Midrabanan are considered mine and Le'inyan making Dinim Deraisa with it. Then on Daf Ayin Aleph, we had a different discussion about whether something that's ene roi midrabanan becomes considered ene roi midraisa. Legabe something that you're not allowed to eat, maisa Shabbos, if it becomes asur midrabanan, does that make it like a shchidish ene roi midraisa? And we shtal tzu from there to kisei adam and to nara basula and other places, but not legabe mamanis. Legabe isur veheter, do we say that takanis that the rabbanan made will affect even dinim deraisa? Now those were two very separate discussions, because it could very well be that even if legabi isser v'heter, a drabanan does not have the taikif of a deraisa, but legabi mamanis, a drabanan could have the taikif of a deraisa, because since the chacham have a koyach called hefker beis and hefker, so if the chacham say that this shouldn't belong to you, it should belong to him instead, so it becomes his property, it's a full-fledged transfer of rishus because of the chachamim say so. So we could very well hear that kinyanim d'rabbanan would have a greater taikif than other dinim d'rabbanan. In fact, this chilek is very negeya to explaining a Tosfos that we talked about a little bit earlier on the background of Ayin Amud Beis in the sugya of Ekoitz Te'inim Itenasi. I'm just going to say a very big kitzer because we're not learning Daf Ayin now. But we talked about on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Tosfos was bothered in the sugya of Ekoitz Te'inim Itenasi. Where's the kinyan over here? You're taking off a fig from the tree, and with that he's supposed to be kind of the shur. What is that, a kinyan kesef? You're paying for the shur with a fig, but a shur is metaltalin. Metaltalin are not nicknames of kesef. Tesis was bothered by that kasha, and Tesis grappled with different possibilities. Perhaps you're kind of with a kinyan chutzer, perhaps you're kind of with a kinyan chalipin, but it was pushed to Tesis that kinyan kesef is not an eitzah because kesef doesn't work for metaltalin. But the kasha is that which kesef doesn't work for metaltalin is only a din d'rabbanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that devar Torah Moi is koinais, and it's only a takana d'rabbanan because shema yemu nisfu chitecha ba'aliyah that the rabbanan will mevatel the kinyan of kesef from metaltalin. And yet it was pasha to Tosfos that a kinyan kesef wouldn't be considered a good kinyan to be mechayev and dal v'hei. Why? Because midrabbanan it's not a good kinyan. If we found that when it comes to tficha, if a tficha is a good tficha midaraisa and it's only not a good tficha midrabanan, that is mechayev and dal v'hei. Like the Gemara said about Maisa Shabbos, that according to the Mandamah, that Maisa Shabbos, Lor Yechon and Hassan, was only us midrabanan, that tficha would be mechayev and dal v'hei. So if a tficha that's good deraisa but it's no good midrabanan is a good mechayev and dal v'hei, why was it so partial to Tosfos that a mechira, which is good deraisa, kenyan kesef, tvar Torah Mois, koinais, it was so pashto to Tosfos that if it's not a good kinyan midrabanan, it wouldn't be a mechira to be mechayev da'al v'hei. Teretz is because it was pashto to Tosfos that when it comes to kinyanim, the din d'rabanan has a taikif even legabe d'raisis. If the rabbanan said that kesef shouldn't be kinyan, hefker based in hefker, the money's not his. Good midraisa, there's a siba that it should belong to the lekeach. But if the rabbanan say it shouldn't belong to the lekeach, hefker based in hefker, it doesn't belong to the lekeach anymore. By Isser v'heter, the Rabbanan could just give you instructions that could tell you what to do, but they can't be Mishana whose it really is. But Legabi Kinyanim, they could be Mishana whose it really is. That's Mavur from the Tesis over there on Daf Ayin. Al Kopanim, those were the two separate discussions. On Daf Ayin, we talked about whether Drabbanan's help for Deiraisa or Din Drabbanan changes the Din Deiraisa Legabi Kinyanim, Legabi Mamanis. And on Daf Ayin Aleph, we talked about whether a din d'rabanan changes a din d'raisa legabe isev heter legabe what's called ra'oi or eni ra'oi. Here in Daf Ayin Beis we have a third discussion, also within the subject of whether d'rabanan is helpful d'raisas, but over here specifically legabe isuri hana. We find the stira whether isuri hana are considered to have been yaitse mirshusay le'inyan dinim d'raisa or not. Over here in our Gemara, as well as in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches, it seems that if something is only asur midrabanan, so midraisa, it's still considered his, it's Pershusa, it's his mama, and he can be Mekadish and Isha with it, he should be Mechayev Dal's behave for taking it away from the Bailim with the Tvicha. And on the other hand, in Psachim and Avzayin, we find that Isuri Hana, even if they're only asur midrabanan, are considered any Rishus Bailim, Le'inyin be Mekadish and Isha, and Le'inyin that you can't be Mevatel L'chametz anymore. The special Svara that makes this clear legabe isuri hana into its own unique discussion, separate from other aspects of the discussion of drabbanan's effect in dinim deraisa, will be the subject of the next shtickle. So the seed of this discussion is really that we have to ask ourselves the question: that which we know that isuri hana are not considered mamonin, are not considered to have bailus according to many rishonim, are not considered to have a shavius according to all rishonim. What's the pshat in that? What's the reason? Why do we say that isuri hana don't have a shavius, don't have a din mamonin? There's a pashtus, and then there's a more mechudish like a pshat. But the pashtus, and I'm going to say the lashon of the Rashash in Psachim and Dav Zayin, and in a moment we'll hear what the context is of the Rashash's comments. But I'm going to give you over a lashon from the Rashash on Dav Zayin in Psachim. He says, "D'memela inkan shava pruta." He says it's automatic. It's a mitzius. It's not a din, a chalois, a chiddush. It's a memela. In order for something to have a mamain, a din mamain, it has to have a value. What gives things value? The fact that they're useful. The fact that a person has a use out of it. The person would want to do something, would want it. If nobody wants it, if nobody could do anything with it, if nobody could get benefit from it, so nobody wants it, so it has no value. So it's not a shavapruta. That's what the Rashash Nemzon is the pashtos in the din that Isuri Hana not considered to have a din mamain. Because b'mitzias, there's nothing that you could do with it. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to do anything else with it. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to trade it. You're not allowed to give it as a matana. So you can't do anything with it. Something that has no use, has no value. We'll call this the first the pshat and the pashtos. Aber lemaisa, the Rashi and Psachim over there in Dav Zayin is nishtazai. Because when the Gemara over there says that I'm a kaddish with chametz mishay shoyis ulamala, meaning in the sixth hour, it's the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Eina mekudeshes, frekt Rashi akasha. How could it be a nimikudeshes? Kedushin is dachadin da'iraisa. Eishes ish is an iser da'iraisa. And since this chametz is really not asumi da'iraisa, it's just an iser drabanan, frekt Rashi. How could the iser chametz in the sixth hour, which is drabanan, come and be matir the iser eishes ish, which is da'iraisa? Rashi gives a teretz. Zok Rashi, because there's a yisoy that we find in a number of places in Shas, in places where you have either a kedushin which midaraisa should be chal, but the rabbanon had a special sibur why they wanted it not to be chal. L'mashal, the Gemara in Barabbas on Daf Memches, where the person was oisah shalai kahigen, or a case where there's a gerushin that mikradin shouldn't be chal, but the chachamim wanted that the gerushin should be chal. L'mashal in Ksubis on Daf Gimel mishum takanis hatznuris mishum prutzais, or in Gittin on Daf Lamed Beis. About in the case of being mevatel shliach shalei b'fanav, in these cases the Gemara says that there's a din called afkeinu. The Gemara says kol the mekadesh adait the rabbanon mekadesh va'afkeinu rabbanon lekedushin minei. The rabbanon have a koyach based on the fact that the kedushin initially were made al das tachachamim. The rabbanon have a koyach to be mafkia, to uproot the kedushin and make it as if they were never chal. The Gemara says this in a very limited number of places, like those Marmukhamis that I just mentioned, and a few other Gemaras as well. Zogt Rashi in Psachim Adav Zayin, that the din of Mekadesh B'Sri Anadu Rabbanon also works with that lamdas. That which is Einu Mekadeshes is because of the din of Afkinu. The Gemara doesn't say that. But nevertheless, Zogt Rashi, that's the way it's working. Because Rashi was bothered. Otherwise, how could the Kedushin not be Chal? What's preventing the Kedushin from being Chal? In Isser Durabbanon? Kedushin is Deiraisa. She's an Eishes Ish Deiraisa. How could the Isser Chametz Durabanan prevent it from being Chal? It must be Zogt Rashi that this Gemara, like those other Gemaras in Ksubas Daf Gimel and Gittin Daf Lamed Beis, this Gemara in Psachim Daf Zayin is also going with the din of Afkein Durabanan LeKedushin Minei. So on that, the Rashash comes along. The Rashash that we mentioned a moment ago, the Rashash has the Kash on Rashi. Why did Rashi consider the Gemara so shever? Why do you actually think they have to come on to a mechudshtuk alamdus of Afke Inu, which is not mefur in the Gemara over there? Why couldn't Rashi explain it kipshutai? The Chachamim said that you're not allowed to eat the chametz, you're not allowed to shmir the chametz, you're not allowed to sell the chametz, you're not allowed to use the chametz as firewood, so the chametz is worthless. Mamela ain't by shavapruta. It doesn't have a din mamim because there's nothing that you could do with it. So mamela, if you're mekadesh an issue with it, tavadish, she's not going to be mekadeshes. If the lumdus is because of memela im b'shavapruta, then about it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a din deiraisa, whether the isur hana is deiraisa or drabanan. Isur hana drabanan should be exactly the same as isur hana deiraisa because both of them lamaisa don't have any shavis, they don't have any din mamim. That's what the Rashash Nemdon is the pashas, but again, the Rashi and Psachim is mavur not like that. The Rashash blibes shver on the Rashi and Psachim. The Achrayim of Rav Chanan Vasseman and Rav Shimon Shkop they both come to answer this kasha of the Rashash, and they say that what you see from the Rashi in Psachim is that the Lomdus is different than what the Rashash named on. That the Lomdus in why Isuri Hanah don't have a din mamon is not because of Metzius, but it's because of a din. They don't say it exactly the same way. Let me say first, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, in his Kuntres Divrei Seferim, which is a Kuntres that you find in Chelek Beis of Kavitz Shiurim, he has a Kuntres devoted to the topic of Dinim Derabanan. It's called Kuntres Divrei Seferim. And right at the beginning, Perek Aleph Ois Hei, he talks about this Chakira Isuri Hanah, that which they don't have a Shavis. Is it because there's nothing you can do with it, but Metzius? Or, the way he speaks out the second sad, it's a din that the Torah is mafkia, the din mamain, from the Isuri Hanah. Zot Rav Elchanan, Rashi Weistais held that it's only because the Torah was mafkia, the din mamain, from the Isuri Hanah. Memela Rashi held, that's all true by Isadei Raisa. And on Isadei Raisa, the Torah avad is mafkia, the din mamain. But on Isadei Rabbanon, who's mafkia the din mamain? Even if the rabbanon are mafkia the din mamain, but midei raisa you still have a din mamain. So why won't the kedushin be chal? That's what Rashi had to say. Afkein rabbanon the kedushin minei. Here, Rav Elchanan doesn't explain why the Rashash's hezber, what we were calling the pashat pshat, shouldn't be true. He says from Rashi we see that Rashi knows that that's not the pshat. But l'chayre the reason to say not like the Rashash is because even though the Rashash says no, Mamela Inkan Shavapruta, because there's nothing you could do with it, that's not really true. It's only that there's nothing that's mutter to do with it. But b'metzias, people are not bound by what's mutter or usser. If I take something which isn't kosher and I eat it, I'll enjoy it. I'll have the same hana. I'll have the same nutrition from it. If I sell it, I'll get money. The money will be useful. Avad, I'm not allowed to do it. I'm doing an aveira if I do that. But that doesn't take away the possibility of a person getting hana. So that's why it isn't pasha to say that memela inkan shavapruta. The Rashash thought that it's a good pshat, but Rav Elchanan says that I see from Rashi that Rashi held that that's not the pshat. So the pshat, according to Rashi, is Dr. Elchanan, is because the Torah is mefkir the din mamon. Now, Rav Shimon Shkaf and Shari Yosher also goes similar to Rav Elchanan, that I see from Rashi that it's a din, it's not just the Metzias. The way that Rav Shimon is Masbir is a little bit different. It's in Perek Aleph, in Shar Aleph, Perek Tes, in Shari Yosher. The way that Rav Shimon says it is that when the Torah asks for something, that changes the Metzias of the Zach. And what you look at as a Devar Meichel, if the Torah says that it's Aser, it's not a Devar Meichel. It's a Devar Hamazek. He gives a mashal. He says, imagine that you had something which is poison. And if a person eats it, he's going to get sick and die. So even though it might still be sweet, but we wouldn't call that something that benefits him, even if it tastes good. But the fact that by eating it, he's going to get sick and shortly he's going to die. So everybody would say, no, that's not called the Hana. The fact that you're enjoying it for a moment, that's not called a hana. So over there, it's just for a moment. The poison kicks in after 2 minutes and then he drops dead. But a yid has to have a more of a long-term cook. And even though it might take years or decades before the poison kicks in, but avadana veira is mach of a person. It's mach of a person's neshama. It's mach of a person in the next world. So even though he might enjoy it at the moment, but Avada, he's really harming himself. He's eating poison. He's eating something which is inherently bad for him. And there, or even if he's not eating, if he's selling it, if he's getting some other kind of hana, he thinks it's a hana, but really he's harming himself. So since this food, this cheftza, is only harmful, whatever he'll do with it will only bring him harm because the Torah answered it. So therefore, it doesn't have a din mamon. It's not considered, there isn't any hana that he could have from it. Dr. Shimon, that's all by something which is also b'hanah mideraisa. But something which is also b'hanah midrabanan, so now this is very important. Rav Shimon is moisef another step, another lumnus that he mentions. This is a little bit later on in the Shari Yeshua, but this is a repeating idea that he talks about in Shar Aleph in the Shari Yeshua, that Isuri Hanah, that Isurim Dirabanan are fundamentally different than Isurim Deraisa. Isurim Drabanan don't make any change in the Chefza. When the Rabbanon say not to eat l'mashal basarif b'chalav, that doesn't make the Chefza of basarif b'chalav a davar hamazek. Before the Chachamim asked it, it was a perfectly fine food. When the Chachamim asked it, all it is instructions that you're not allowed to eat it. There's an instruction from Chazal, which you're obligated to listen to, that prevents you from eating it. But the Zach itself isn't changed into a harmful thing. If you go back to the mashal that Rav Shimon gave with the poison, if an Isidai Raisa is like a food that's a poison, an Isidai Rabbanon is like a food that you'll get a ticket for eating it, or you'll go to jail from eating it. It doesn't change the metzius of the food. It's something outside, something external, which will impact you, which prevents you from eating it. But the food itself is just as good as it was before. So therefore, Zok Reb Shimon, the svara that makes Isuri Hanah not have a Shavius is only present by Isuri Hanah D'Raisa, but not by Isuri Hanah D'Rabbanan. That's why Rashi was bothered by the Kasha. How could the Kedusha not be chal by Isuri Hanah D'Rabbanan? And Rashi had to come on to Afke'enu. Al Kapanim Bein, whether we say it Rabbi Chanan's way, that the Torah is Mafkia, the Din Mamon from the Isuri Hanah, or Bein, whether we say it Rav Shimon Shkrop's way, that Al Yedei the Torah asserted it, it becomes a Dover Hamazik, and therefore its Hanah is not considered Hanah. But Al Kapanim, you need the halachic status of it being Asur B'Hanah, and it's not enough with the Mitzius that you're not allowed to get Hanah from it. This is Shtar Kamakam to say that it's only true for Yisrael and Adai Reisa, not for Yisrael and Adai Rabbanan, and that's what's Mavur from the Rashi over there in Pesachim. But Lemaisa, we have Bizman Hazeh, a Chidushi Heredva on Mesachis Pesachim, which is relatively recent, with the earlier Achreinim. The Achreinim of earlier Tekufa didn't have a Redva on Mesachis Pesachim. The Redva on Mesachis Pesachim writes on this Rashi, the lashon is that which the Mekadesh B'Yisuri Hanah D'Rabbanan or Mekadesh B'Chametz M'Shei Shoyes Olamal is Einu Mekadeshes, loy mishum taimu d'kol Mekadesh. It's not because of the din of Kol Mekadesh Adait D'Rabbanan Mekadesh Rafkin Rabbanan L'Kedush Yimnei. El, meaning you don't have to come on to the Chiddush of Rashi that this works with the din of Afke Inu. Ela Shekach Dinei Min HaTorah. That which the Kedushin aren't chal is a din min ha-teira, even though we're talking about Isuri Hanah D'Rabbanan. But that which the Kedushin aren't chal, he says, kach dinei min ha-teira, and I'm continuing the Ritva's Lashon, d'shove pruta amar rachmana v'leka. Because the Torah said you have to be mekadesh with a shove pruta, and when you give her something which the Rabbanan asked b'hanah, you don't have a shove pruta. So the Ritva is saying exactly like the Rishash. The Ritva is saying that which the Rishash was metama on Rashi. Why does Rashi have to come on to Afke'inu? Why don't you just say memeila inkan shava pruta? The Ritva says that's exactly the pshat in the Gemara. So it comes out that it's taka machlekes rishenim, machlekes Rashi and the Ritva. This chakira that the achreinim are clearing from the Rishash to Rav Shimon, Rav Elchanan, the achreinim are clearing whether that which Yisuri Hanah don't have a din mamon, is it because of a metzias or is it because of a din, is machlekes Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi holds that it's not a mitzias, it's just because of a din, and the Ritva holds that it's a mitzias. And Al Kapanim, that side that the Ritva, but the Rashash and Amnon is the Pashtos, that's the explanation of what I was referring to before, that there's a special svar in the Sugi of Isuri Hanah to say that the Rabbanon should become like the Raisas. Even if elsewhere in the Torah, a din Rabbanon doesn't affect dinim de Raisa, even if you hold by Kinyonim, that dinim derabbanan don't affect the raisas. And avad if you hold in the sugya of a sevahetta by any roi that a derabbanan doesn't affect the status de raisa. But from des vegan, you might still say that a suri hanah derabbanan have the same din as a suri hanah de raisa, because like the Ritva said, shavapruta amarachmana veleka. And now there's one more part of the sugya that we still need to discuss. We started off with the stira. We have to go back to the stira between our sugya, together with the sugya in Kedushin, versus the sugya in Pesachim. Here in our Gemara, what does it say? That if chulin shenishchusu ba'azara is lav da'iraisa, then the Tvichu Mechira is going to be Mechayev Dalat Vehei. Because we're not going to say Lav Demar even though Yeshna Shchitim Tchilavat Seif, and it already became Aser from the beginning of the Shchita, but we're not going to say that by the time he reaches the end of the Shchita Lav Demar Ketavech, because that's only in Isser Drabonon. And an Isser Drabonon is not called Lav Demar Ketavech. It doesn't go out of the Rishus of the Bailu. It doesn't lose its Din Mamayin. Similarly, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Nun Ches says, again, that if you hold Chum Shul Shchitu Bazara Lav Dei Raisa, then Hamakadish with Chum Shul Shchitu Bazara, the Kedushin will be Chal, should be Mekudashas. Because, again, it seems to be saying that it won't have that din of not being Mamon Bailam. But, of course, that's a steer to the Gemara and Pesachim. We were just, the whole previous shtickle, we were talking about the Gemara and Pesachim. Rashi and the Ritva argue about how to be mad with the Gemara and Pesachim. Aber Lamaisa, the Gemara and Pesachim, treats the Surah and Nadir Abban, the Chomets in the sixth hour, as getting the same din as the Surah and Nadir Raisa, whether it was Me'ikra din like that, or whether it was because of a call to Makadish. But even if it was because of a call to Makadish, the Gemara said that goes so far as to say that if someone tries to be Mavatal the Chomets at that point, it wouldn't be a good bitol, meaning that it's considered to be Eini Bershusai. So you have this steer between the two sugyas. Is it considered to be out of the rishus of the Bailam, or is it not considered to be out of the rishus of the Bailam? You have this steer between the two sugyas, and it's most boilate in the statements in the two Gemaras about the Kedushin. The Gemara in Pesachim says the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal, and the Gemara in Kedushin says the Kedushin would be Chal. So we have Be'ikr two Mahalchim and Rishonim to address this. The Rishonim will talk about this stira at the end of the second parak of Kedushin, Kedushin Daf Nun Ches. We have a teretz from Tosfos and a teretz from the Ran. Tosfos says the Yesod, the Rush also over there at the end of the second parak of Kedushin, says the same Yesod, that there's two different levels, there's two different categories of Isuri Hanah Drabanan. There's Isuri Hanah Sheyesh Le'ikr Min HaTeira, and then there's the Isur Drabanan She'in Le'ikr Min HaTeira. Chometz is a Isur Hanah Sheyesh Le'ikr Min HaTeira. Even if the case of Chometz that we're talking about is Chometz Drabanan, Abar Avada is an Isur Deiraisa of Chometz also. Now the emes is that there's Ayin Shem Heitev, there's a Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, how to learn the Gemara and Pesachim on Daf Zayin, which affects whether or not we should really consider the Chometz to be a Yesh Le'ikr Min HaTeira. But Tosfos is going L'shitasam with their Pshat in the Sugya and Pesachim, that we're talking about Chometz D'Rabbanan in Sha'is D'Iraisa, and then for sure we understand that it will be called Yesh Le'ikr Min HaTeira. Let's not go further into that part of the discussion. Al Kapanim Tosfos says, the from Rihata we can understand very well, Chometz is called Yesh Le'ikr Min HaTeira, because even though this case of Chometz is not Min HaTeira, but there isn't Isser Chometz Min HaTeira. On the other hand, Chulin Shenishchul Bazara, Tosfos says, that's an Isser D'Rabbanan She'in Le'ikr Min HaTeira. And the din of whether it's considered to have a din Mamon Midei Raisa is totally on this Chiluk. If it's Yesh Le'ikr Min HaTeira, then it loses its din mamon, even midei raisa, and the kedushin won't be chal. And if it's ein lo yikir min hatayra, then it retains its din mamon, and the kedushin that one is mekadesh would be chal. Now, this vert of Tosfos, two things about this vert that we want to say. First of all, the hezber, that which there's a chiluk between a isser d'rabbanan sheyesh lo yikir min hatayra and an isser d'rabbanan she'ein lo yikir min hatayra. According to the Vart that we were saying before from the Ritva, or for that matter the Rashash, that the tzad to say the Kedushin shouldn't be chal is because of a mitzius, then it's very hard to hear that there should be a chiluk between Derabbanan Sheyesh Le'ikr Min HaTeira and Derabbanan She'ein Le'ikr Min HaTeira. L'maisa, we said that even though it's only asking Derabbanan, Derabbanan is just as good as a Deraisa. It doesn't really matter who's telling me that I'm not allowed to be Nana. If L'maisa, I can't be Nana, so it has no Shavius. And that's why it doesn't have a din mamayin. So then it will be hard to hear this svar lechalik. Ma she'en kein lefi with the achreinim and medayik from Rashi, that the real din that Kedushin shouldn't have a din mamayin is only by a din deraisa. By a din derabbanan, there is no natural reason why it shouldn't have a din mamayin. Darvas afke in rabbanan leKedushin minei, the rabbanan will mechazik their din in certain cases, and they said that even though really it should have a din mamon, but we're being mafkia it. We're making our din ke'endei reisa. We're adding a special takana to take off the din mamain. So then we could hear that they'd be mechalik, and they'd say that this is only true when it's yeshal yikim and atayra, because it's more chamer, and the rabbanon wouldn't do that extra step when it's ainle yikim and atayra. But the second ta'ara about this teretz of Taisis is that it's totally on the machlaikis Rashi and Taisis and Psachim and Afchav Beis that we talked about all the way at the beginning of this shir. What does it mean when the Gemara says Chulin Shenishchtu Bazara? There's a man named Lavda Iraisa. What's Lavda Iraisa? Rashi and Psachim and Afchav Beis said Chulin Shenishchtu Bazara Da Asiri Behano Lavda Iraisa. Rashi said that when the Gemara says Lavda Iraisa, it means only that the Isser Hano is Lavda Iraisa. We were medayik, the Shar Melech was medayik from Rashi, but the Isser Achila is Deiraisa. According to Rashi, Chulin Shenishchtu Bazar Bepashtus would be called an Isser Sheyeshal Yekim and Atera. Even though the Isser Hano is only the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon took something which the Torah asserted, and they said, and you shouldn't be nana from it either. Bepashtus, that would be called Yeshal Yekim and Atera. When Toizvi says, in Kedushin Daf, Nunches, that Chul Shenishchtu Bazar Lamad Amar Lavdai Raisa is a Durabonin Shein Lo Yikim and Atera, Taisus is going the Shitasam. Taisus, who said on Psachim Daf Chav Beis that they brought a Rai from the Gemara and Nazir, that not like Rashi, that Lamad Amar Chul Shenishchtu Bazar Lavdai Raisa means that nothing is Dei Raisa, not the Isra Anon, not the Isra Achila, not even the Isra Shchita, everything is not Dei Raisa. So then Taisus says very well, the Shitasam, that Chul Shenishchtu Bazar is Lavdai Raisa. Al Kopanim, we see that the terrace of Taisus is totally on two clairs that we've talked about, two machlekes rishonim that we've talked about. But this is the terrace of Taisus. The Shitasam, Taisus says that the reason why in our Gemara we find that in Isanah Drabanan does have a din mamon is because Chulon Shrishchtu Bazara is Ein Lo'ikim and Atayra, and the Gemara in Psachim, where we see that Isuri Hanah Drabanan don't have a din mamon, that's talking about chometz, which is a derabanan, which is yesh le'ikim and atayra. The Ran over there in Kedushin has a second teretz. The Ran says that which it says in the Gemara, that there's a man da'amra that chulun shenishchtu bazara lav da'iraisa, what it means is that the Isser Achila is lav da'iraisa, and since the Isser Achila is lav da'iraisa, so the Hana never got asserted at all. Not like we were learning before that there's an Isser Achila and there's an Isser Hana, but according to one man the Amr, that's all midrabanan. The Ran says that according to the man the Amr, lav dei raisa, it doesn't mean that there's an Isser Hana drabanan. If you hold that the Isser of Chul Shun Shul Bazar is lav dei raisa, then there's altogether no Isser drabanan. If there's altogether no Isser drabanan, then there's b'chal no steer between the two sugyas. The Gemara in Psachim says that Isuri Hano Durabanan don't have a din mamain. And there's no steer to that. There's no other Gemara about Isuri Hano Durabanan. Isuri Hano Durabanan have no din mamain. That which our Gemara and the Gemara in Kedushin says that Chul Shenishchtu Bazar L'Mandam Alav Dei Reis does have a din mamain, that's because it's not Asa B'Hana. Even with Durabanan, it's not Asa B'Hana. That's what it means, lav deraisa, that since it's not deraisa, it's only in Issa derabbanan, so the rabbanan never asked for it behind law. So we have two etzes to be miyashev, the steer between the two sugyas, and the nafkamina is there such a thing as Isuri Hano derabbanan that sometimes have a din mamain? According to the Ran, all Isuri Hano have no din mamain. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chaf Ches and Evan Ezer, Simon Chaf Ches Sif Chaf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when one is Makadish with Yisuri Hana, Zok the Machaber, there's a chiluk. If it's Yisuri Hana sheyesh le'ikim and atayra, then the Kedushin won't be chal. But if it's Yisuri Hana she'ein le'ikim and atayra, then the Kedushin will be chal. So that is based, of course, on the Tosis and on the Rush. But the Ran will argue la halacha, that's an afkamin and ladina. According to the Ran, the Kedushin will never be chal. Even when one is Makadish with Yisuri Hana she'ein le'ikim and atayra, if you'll find such a case, lafi the Ran, and there are other cases that could be talked about, like we mentioned before, that even Chametz Gufa, there's different ways to construct the case. There's Shoyz Deraisa and Shoyz Derabbanan and Chametz Deraisa and Chametz Derabbanan, and there are cases that, according to some Paiskim, are considered Ainle Ikram and Atera. According to Taisvis, a case that's Ainle Ikram and Atera will be considered to have a Din Mamun and the condition would be Chal. According to the Ran, even such cases would not be considered to have a din mamon, and the kedushin wouldn't be chal. And the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer paskins like Tosfos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.